trumpet music.
I can. I love it when you talk about it.
Start to take it down now.
I can't hear a thing. I couldn't hear it.
Of course you couldn't hear. You're listening to 102.4 Radio Hartlepool. With us, the Ringleys. Explain who we are, Ken.
Ken, Pete and Laura.
And who's our guest today?
Oh, the man of mystery.
Which is?
Griff.
Griff, the famous guitar. Say hello, Griff.
Hello, Griff.
There you go.
You see how you... The auto like an echo in here.
That was the monkeys.
It wasn't. It was Griff and Laura.
Last train to Clarksville.
Have you ever been to Clarksville?
Once.
Have you been to Blackall and Peter Lee? It's like Clarksville, but not so far away.
Push the button.
What was he talking about there? Suspenders under his trousers.
That's right.
Yeah.
And this is the famous guitarist.
Yeah.
So how often do you dress as a woman then, Griff?
Every Wednesday afternoon.
Every Wednesday afternoon. Is that like in a whiter shade of pale light?
Oh, there you go. That was almost the link.
Yeah. Or do you go up on the roof and do it?
Kenny Lynch, Bobby. Yeah. And do you run
Lynch.
To win?
Kenny Lynch.
And run to win, Bobby B.
I do regular.
It's all coming out now.
Isn't it, eh?
Yeah. By the way, Laura, is this the first time you've met our friend then?
No, I've seen him the other week, didn't I?
What, did he have the same dress on?
Push the button.
You're listening to 102.4 Radio Hartlepool with the Ringleys.
And Marty Wilde.
It's Marty Wilde, isn't he?
No, it's Griff. He sat at the back.
Shout Marty Wilde.
Marty Wilde.
There you are. Marty Wilde. I knew Marty Wilde. He was 6'6". He was... And tall and shouldered and walked and had a gun at the... No, that wasn't Marty Wilde, that was John Wayne.
And Clavo, Eric Clapton.
Oh, yeah. Good morning, little school gang. You know who that was for?
Decker.
Decker, if you're listening. Decker, by the way, they had his own little band, Decker and the Deckertones. And good morning, little school girl. And they play that, don't they? Where did they play it?
At the Causeway.
And who runs the Causeway?
Ronnie.
And he's feeling a lot better.
So the record.
Look at them, opening doors and looking in.
On.
It's Shaggy.
Say hello, Shaggy.
Hello.
Last week we said we don't call him Shaggy because he's shaved his head. Look at him today, he's got more hair on his face than he has on his head. You haven't had a shave, have you?
No.
Don't shake your head, they can't see you shake your head on the radio.
And apparently he looks for unicorns and Satan.
I've heard that. You shout the word and Laura will do this. Shout, push the button, Laura, please.
Push the button, Laura, please.
Ba 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 Baran. Who was that by?
You.
And do you know who that was for? It's a request.
Oh, it's for Barbara.
Please play Barbara Ann for Barbara Lewins from all her friends at... What's that? I can't read that.
Is it tearing the paper over? It's on the other side.
What did it say? From all her friends of where?
Where? It's not even on that piece of paper.
Oh, well, wherever. Sorry, Barbara, but that was for you.
I don't know where I put the piece of paper.
Ah, that was it. There you are. And Lee Dorothy working in a coal mine.
Going down.
We're in a coal mine?
Yeah. I like Lee Dorothy.
Go on then, tell us about him.
Well, he's working in a coal mine.
What else did he do?
He used to go to Blackall and Norden and that.
What, in the coal mine?
Yeah.
You're lying, you're making it up.
Go on.
Well, Lee Dorothy was an American, so he must have worked in an American coal mine. No. Laura, have you ever been in a coal mine?
No.
Do you know what a coal mine is?
Yeah.
What happens in a coal mine?
You mine coal.
You see?
What?
You said education was ruined today.
Push the button.
Who was that?
Who was there pushing the button? I heard a click.
Who was that singing?
Oh, Sandy Shaw.
Oh, yeah. What about her?
That was when she was having a baby, wasn't it?
What was?
Sandy Shaw, always something there to remind me.
Oh, was there?
Yeah.
I don't know. Who was before that?
Kevin Royal.
Now, who's Kevin Royal? Elvis tribute.
He is, Jordyland somewhere.
Yeah, and he lives in Blythe.
Blythe, yeah.
And
right.
Kevin, his proper name is Kevin Royal Bramley. You didn't know that? And we used to
and
work
I like
with
his apples.
Does he make apples?
Bramley apples, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I never knew that. Well done, Kevin. By the way, that was excellent, Kevin. And if you want to book Kevin, just get in touch with his agency. Because he does all...
How much are you getting paid for this?
Well, he's an Elvis tribute, and you always push tribute acts. Hang on, Shaggy's back in again. You've come in to listen to Kevin, haven't you?
Yep.
Good, honey.
Yep.
Did he sound like Elvis?
Yep.
There you are. Do you sound like Elvis?
Nope.
Do your Elvis impression. Go on.
Tooty.
Push the button.
What are you laughing at?
Well, that wasn't Elvis. It was your duty again.